conversation went something like this. So, what you're saying, Jesus, is that I can follow you all my life, work in your vineyard, your field, give up everything for the sake of your kingdom, and do it willingly and with love. And this guy over here can mess around, follow his passions and desires, disillusion, debauchery, ignoring you, your teachers, your word, your promises, and then at the very end, zero hour, encounter you and have a deathbed conversion and get into heaven, maybe even ahead of me. And Jesus said, yes, that's what I'm saying. And I said, well, that doesn't really sound fair. To which he said, well, let me say something about that. There are a lot of philosophies buzzing through American culture, like electric current through a fuse box. He said, there's the victimhood philosophy. All this stuff happens to me. The universe picks on me. There's nothing I can do about it. Poor me. And then there is the entitlement philosophy. By virtue of my existence, I deserve all that is good and all that I want. And there is the life is supposed to be good philosophy. Irregularity, suffering, problems in life are unfathomable and unacceptable. And we have the my happiness is paramount philosophy, which pretty much speaks for itself with the codicil that there is no price too high for the world to pay for my contentment. And finally, we have the life should be fair philosophy, with the only explanation here being that I myself, the individual, will determine what is fair. Then Jesus said something that caught me off guard. He said, do you know my mother? This past Tuesday, my church celebrated the Feast of Her Sorrows. How do you think these philosophies would stand up in comparison with the life, the joys, and the sorrows of my incredible mother? I created her in perfection. And I filled her with grace. She was free of sin and therefore undeserving of the penalty and the ravages of sin. And yet, for the sake of all people, she readily embraced great hardships with nothing but love for me and others in her heart. Her humility forbade thoughts of entitlement. She set aside comfort without hesitation for the will of the Father. She served willingly, refused to be a victim. She accepted God's perspective of fair. And her view of life and goodness were based in God's idea of these things. The philosophies of today are very much based in what is easy and what is in it for me. My blessed mother was based in giving all to God and letting go of self for the sake of others. And her stanchion in all this was trust in God, radical trust and dependence upon the Father. He said, you see, my mother was the first to come and labor in my vineyard. She labored her entire life. She continues to labor from heaven. Many once sinful souls come into my home because of her labor. She never grumbles. She rejoices. She understands the true worth of every soul, as well as the full reality of eternity, the heavenly kingdom, and the everlasting pain of hell. When you and all people finally come to understand this as well, then you will be thrilled, as are my angels, at the conversion, even the deathbed conversion, of a soul. And then Jesus said, until that comprehension, you'll just have to trust me. So I thought for a moment, and I said, okay, I trust you. And Jesus said, good, that's very good. There's a lot of work yet to do. I said, back into the vineyard? And he nodded, back into the vineyard. We'll go together.